Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. If you're the type to get your voting done early, you already got into our voter guides at WBEZ.org, and you know who you're going for later this month. You'll be happy to know that early voting and vote by mail are underway for Chicago's municipal election. My colleague Tony Arnold is reporting that more than 190,000 people have applied to vote by mail. And the Chicago Board of Election Commissioner says that of those applications, around 8,000 ballots have already been turned in. Anyone else who wants to cast their ballot by mail or by Dropbox must apply with the Elections Board by Thursday, February 23rd. Once you get your ballot and fill it out, there are two current Dropbox locations downtown. One is at 69 West Washington between Clark and Dearborn, and the other is at the Voting Supersite at Clark and Lake. More drop boxes are scheduled to be available next week, but if you're casting your ballot by mail, you have to have it postmarked by Election Day on February 28th. A few months ago, my colleague Adora Namigade talked on The Rundown about the aging water infrastructure in Dixmoor, a community just south of Chicago. Residents there have been dealing with inconsistent water access and unclean water for years. Here's an update on that. The Metropolitan Water Reclamation District Commissioners recently passed out more than 20,000 water bottles in Dixmoor. The board president, Carrie Steele, says her organization started a clean water fund last September. They raised more than $2,000 to buy 840 cases of bottled water for Dixmoor.
We wanted to make sure that the residents in Dixmoor just had that water on reserve in case they need it, because we know as we repair aging infrastructure, there can always be a moment when you need clean water.
The Reclamation District will continue collecting bottled water for other residents in Cook County who need it. And another update on a tense water situation on the south side of Chicago. Residents of an apartment complex in South Shore are saying they've been without water and heat for weeks. My colleague Michael Puente spoke with one of the tenants, Lindera Denton. She's lived there for 9 years, and she said when the building's boiler stopped working on December 31st, she was provided with two space heaters. But by that time, the water had already stopped working a few days prior. She and a dozen other tenants were eventually moved into a hotel, but they still don't know if and when they'll be able to return to their homes. Denton says it's stressful every night not knowing where she's going to stay.
Where are we sleeping tonight? Because we have no place to go. It is unacceptable.
The landlord is Catalyst Realty, and they didn't respond to a request for comment. During the pandemic, Congress continued Medicaid coverage for folks to receive benefits, even if they became ineligible in that time. But that expanded access will end on March 31st, and the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services is predicting that more than 300,000 residents could lose health insurance. Sergio Obergon is a special assistant to the HFS director. He says the department is working to minimize the number of people who will lose coverage if they end up becoming ineligible.
We have information on forms if somebody were to lose coverage that would give them information on how they can seek other health insurance opportunities, either through an employer or the Affordable Care Act.
Obergon is saying people on Medicaid should update their addresses to ensure they get their renewal form as soon as possible so they can start the next steps in the process. And a few quick hits before we get to the weather. Chicago poet Jay Ivey won a Grammy over the weekend in a category he helped to create, Best Spoken Word Poetry Album. Ivy is the first winner of this honor for his album, The Poet Who Sat by the Door. And Beyonce broke a record for the most lifetime Grammys last night. She also added a second Chicago date to her Renaissance tour. She'll be at Soldier Field July 22nd and 23rd. The pre-sale for those tickets starts today. As for the weather, it's partly cloudy today, and we're in the coldest part of the day right now. Temperatures in the mid-20s. It's going up to the low 40s this afternoon and staying that way for the rest of the night. You can expect highs in the low 40s most of the week. And that's it for the rundown right now. Coming up this afternoon, we're getting into the origins of fat phobia.
Fat phobia is fundamentally wrapped up in anti-blackness and racism.
I'll talk with my colleague Sarah Stark about that and what anti-fatness looks like now at the doctor's office, at the gym, and at work. That's coming up today at 2 on The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you then.